主啊，我们再次来到你的跟前，我们说我们爱你。
Once again, we come before your presence and say that we love you.
我们爱你是因为你先爱了我们。
We love you because you have first loved us.
主啊，让我们来默想你的慈爱，数算你的恩典。
Let us meditate on your love and count all your blessings.
真的是感恩不尽。
Give endless thanksgivings.
主啊，是的，主，有谁比你会更爱我们呢？
Who else will love us more than you do?
有谁比你会更关心我们呢？
So who else will care us more than you do?
在这个动荡的世界里面，有谁赐给我们平安？
So who is there? But who is there to give us peace in the time of these tribulations? None than other than you.
有谁能够赐给我们平安和喜乐？除了你。
Who else can give us the peace and love? No one else other than you.
谁能够让我们家人彼此相爱，弟兄姐妹和睦同居呢？
Who else can make our families live in love and peace, and brothers and sisters live in harmony? No one other than you, Lord.
谁能让我们去爱那些素不相识的人，那些甚至破碎的人，跟我们互不相干的人呢？
Who can make us love, the strangers on the street, those who we don't know, and those who are unlovable?
有谁才派那些跟我们素不相干的人来爱我们呢？
And who is there to commission those people who we don't even know to come and help and love us?
只有你，只有你的爱。
Only you can, only your love can do that.
主，我们再次这样的献上我们的感恩。
Once again, we give all our thanksgivings.
再次我们说，我们要献上活祭。主啊，是的，主真的要来，感谢你，服侍你。
Once again, we will offer ourselves a living sacrifice to thank you, to give thanksgivings to you.
主啊，是的，主，今天来到的面前，主啊，我们有什么可讲的呢？
So what can we say before your presence today?
主啊，是的，主，我们有什么可真的可夸耀的呢？
So what can we boast in front of you today?
我们只有献上我们的感恩和赞美。
We could only bring our thanksgivings and praise.
主啊，是的，主，愿你和我们同在，愿你按你的应许，主啊，你祝福你的儿女，就像祝福大卫一样。
Yes, Lord, we pray for your presence. May you bless your children as you have blessed David.
主啊，我们就是再次的相信你的应许，我们来到你的跟前，坦然无惧，坦然无惧来支取你的怜悯，支取你的恩惠。
According to your promise, we come before you to ask for your mercy and your blessings.
主啊，愿你的祝福大大的降临在我们的中间。
May you bless us greatly.
愿我们的弟兄姐妹每一个人都要经历来从你而来的生机。
May each and every one of us will experience the miracles from God.
主啊，是的，主，我们把以下的时间再次的交托。
We dedicate our following times to you.
奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
昨天我们跟过去的一些朋友在一起吃了一个饭。
Last night we had dinner with some of our friends.
回来睡觉前，我给师母讲了两篇道。
After I come back, I preached to my wife Susan.
第一篇道是只有我的太太跟我风雨同舟是最可爱的。
So first thing I share with her is that my wife was with me all these years through the storms.
Right?
So after I share this with her, I say, okay, let's go to sleep. I finish my sermon.
因为师母她不喜欢听我讲很长的道，她只讲一句她就记得了。Because
she doesn't like me to preach on like long sermons. She only likes to listen to maybe one or two short sentences.
快要睡觉的时候，我说还有另一篇道要跟你讲。Before
we went to bed, I told her that I had another message for her, my sermon.
我说。 不爱自己配偶的人真的太愚蠢。
I said those who do not love those who do not love his or her spouse is very stupid.
第二篇道讲完了，睡觉了。
That's the second message. Let's go sleep.
今天早上起来，我又突然想到昨天我们的朋友的一句话，这第三篇道又给他讲。
So when we woke up this morning, I remember something that my friend said last night at the dinner. So I told her that, oh, I have the third message for her.
昨天晚上我们吃饭的这个朋友的过去，我们的公公，一个是Enric，一个是Debra. Enric常常讲，他说你爱你的亲你的老婆就是亲自己，爱你的老婆就是爱自己。我就给师母亲一下，我说亲我的老婆就是亲我自己。
So last night I had dinner with Eric and Deborah, our old co-founders of the church. So Eric used to say, if you kiss your wife, you kiss yours. It's as if you are kissing yourself. So I kissed my wife this morning and told her that I'm kissing myself.
这是我的第三篇道，讲完了。
So that's my third message, and I'm done.
这回讲的是第四篇道。
So now I'm going with my fourth sermon message, my fourth sermon.
如果是给师母讲的话，就一句话；给大家讲的话，就要十句话。
If this is just to my wife, then I can be done in one sentence. But if this is to for everybody, I need maybe 10 more sentences to preach the message.
那我自己觉得呢，就是说，我在祷告的时候，我觉得神感动，我要继续借着上一周这个卡尔牧师讲的那个道呢，我要来讲。
So I felt in my spirit that I should continue to talk about the message that Pastor Kyle had talked about last week and continue on that topic.
就是在风浪里面呢，我们眼睛要盯着耶稣。
That is to fix our eyes in Jesus in the time of storms.
那我今天呢，就接着他上次的呢，就。 根据我自己的一些经历啊，来鼓励大家。So
I will use some of my experience from my past to encourage you on the same topic.
那今天我们翻开这个圣经里面另一段经文，跟上次讲的经文呢是同一个事情，但是记载在不同的这个福音里面，记载在马可福音第六章。
So we're going to turn to Mark chapter 6. It's a same story, but in a different book.
那这个事情呢，发生在就是耶稣行了一个大神迹，用五个饼、两条鱼呢，喂饱了5000人之后发生的。So
this thing happened after Jesus has made this miraculous signs when he fed 5,000 men with two loaves of bread and five loaves of bread and two fish.
那这个五饼二鱼的神迹呢，记载在四本福音书里面，全部都有记载。那不是所有的这些神迹呢，都记载在每一本福音书里面，但是这个五饼二鱼的神迹呢，是四本福音书都记载了它。
Those are the five bread and two loaves of fish. This miraculous sign was recorded in all four the book of Gospels. So not all miracles are recorded in all the Gospels, but this one is recorded in all of them.
那耶稣兴旺这个神迹之后呢，就有这件事情发生，就是他在水面上行走，在这个风浪来的时候呢，门徒摇着床要到对岸去，他就在这个风浪里面从水面上走到门徒那边去。
So after he fed 1,000 people with five loaves of bread and two fish, he walked on waters, in the middle of the storms.
那这件事情呢，记载在三本福音书里面，路加福音没有记载。
So, he walked on the waters was recorded in three of the books, except for the book of Luke.
那其中记载的一些东西呢，是稍微有一些不同的地方。
There are some differences in each book in terms of the descriptions.
比如说约翰福音记载呢，就没有记载这个彼得，要在水上行走，要说主啊，你来。帮助我们这一段没有讲彼得在水上行走，约翰福音里面没有记载。
For example, the book of John did not record that Peter was walking on the water as well. So this Peter walking on water wasn't recorded in the book of John.
那马可福音呢也没有记载。
And so as in the book of Mark.
那这个呢，彼得在水面上行走记载在马太福音里面。
So in the book of Matthew, it recorded that Peter was walking on the water as well.
那我为什么要讲这些不同呢？我想有一个重要的一个信息要告诉大家。
So why I pointed out the differences in these books? Because there's an important message I need you to know.
因为在这些不同的记载里面，这些记载上面有这个不同点子呢，真正就是代表着这是诚实的见证人，他们四个诚实的见证人在不同的地方呢。根据他们的回忆，圣灵感动写了自己要写的这个福音书，是一个完全诚实的见证。
Because of these differences, it actually kind verify that the writer, the witnesses are the true witnesses because they're writing down what they remember from the past.
那我今天呢要讲这么一点，就是说要让大家知道呢，就是圣经里面有一些地方。是有一些出入，有一些地方记载是不同。那这些呢，不信主的人啊，世界上的人研究的时候呢，就成了他们的绊脚石。他说圣经里面记载的一些东西呢，跟科学不一样啊，彼此之间有出入啊。但是对我们来讲呢，我们要怎么认识，这是非常重要的。
So the differences between each book to some people, it may be a stumbling block for them because they think, oh, those testimonies do not align with each other and does not align with the scientific findings and stuff like that. But to our believers, I want you to know this is actual proof of the truthfulness of the gospel.
我在刚信主的时候呢，那时候有好多从国内来的留学生啊、学者，他们喜欢思考。有的人读圣经啊，读得非常的仔细，他就跟我辩论说，圣经创世纪第一章哪个地方记载的人的岁数对不上啊，哪个地方记载的什么东西跟什么东西有矛盾。我说我都没有看到，我基督徒都没看到，你们非基督徒看到了。他说，所以呢，圣经不可信，因为这里有矛盾的地方。
So when I first became a believer, there were a lot of scholars from China used to argue with me. They would say, okay, the book on Genesis, someone's age do not align with something else. And that's why they have this belief that the Bible is not true because some of the things do not align with each other.
后来我就祷告的时候呢，神给我一个启示。
So I told them that, oh, even I'm a believer, I didn't see all of these things, but yet you see all of that. And then I pray and I got this revelation from the Lord.
这个启示呢，让我信心大增，对圣经的信心呢，有个巨大巨大的一个增长。
So after receiving this revelations, I got this leap of faith.
我就觉得神在问我一个问题。 那如果这四本书上面记载的完全一模一样，你信不信？
So I felt that the Lord is asking me a question. So if all of the books recorded the same thing, would you rather believe it?
我仔细想了说，说不信，因为是创抄的，啊，因为他们是创通好了写的。
And then
如果是写的一模一样，我就不信了。
And I thought to myself, if all the miracles, everything was written in the four gospels are the same, I would not believe it because it would be fake, they were trying to mock up a story and all the stories would be the same and written down.
那就是欺骗性的东西，如果他是本书记载的都没有一点出入，那次就欺骗性在里面。
If all the books are the same, there will be lies. There will be lies behind it.
那比如说，在一个法庭上在，有一个谋杀案在找证人的时候呢，如果四个证人传讯的时候呢，一个说，哎，我看到那天的那个人呢，穿着一件黑色的衣服，开着一个车。开着一个黑色的车，停在那家人的门口，另一个人呢说，我看到，他在那个人家里面的后院里面，那另外一个人呢讲，我不知道是男是女，但是大概就是前半夜出现的，另一个人呢说，就说，我也不知道，我只是看到一个黑影，那这些人讲的呢，他是诚实的。
For example, if four witnesses call into a court, if four witnesses are being called to a courtroom to give testimonies, so if one say, okay, I saw this man dressed in black and a black car and park in front of the door, and maybe the second witnesses will say, okay, I didn't really see what the man, I saw it in the backyard. And then the third man might say, okay, I didn't know, It happens around midnight. The fourth people, person might say, okay, I didn't really see the gender of the person, but it happened something like that. So if the four testimonies give, witnesses give, four of their own perspectives, that means they are giving the true witnesses, of what they say, what they saw.
No. 这是值得相信的。如果说另外一种状况说这四个证人呢每一个叫来他都说我看到那个车牌呢是GS844D, 这是我的车牌。GS844D, 叫第二个人也是的他说哎是 9.05 分那个车牌 GS844D, 第三个人呢是但是作案就是 9.05 分。GS844D, 第四个人也说是哦 ,9.05 分 ,GS844D。那如果这个法官不是用心的见证说是按照字面的话呢他就出了大问题。他相信了一个谎言。不过现在好多人就相信这样的谎言。
So if the,
他没有 facts。
So if the four witnesses come before the court, come before the judge and say the same thing, for example, they might say, okay, I saw this happen around 9:05 a.m. in the morning, and then the license plate is 95S44D, and if they all gave the same testimonies, then it will be a false witnesses because they are trying to make up some stories. But nowadays, a lot of people rather listen to lies than the truth because they like to know the so-called facts.
所以事实上在美国有一些大案跟一些明星有关系，谁都知道就是他杀了他的老婆，但是呢，这个律师就是经过律师的辩解呢，就说他没有杀人，这个人逍遥法外。那但是呢，有良心的人知道就是他杀了他的老婆。
For example, there's some famous case that a celebrity who have killed his own wife, and yet, in the trials, after after lawyers defending them, and then they won the case and been set free. But people who knew that he is the murderer, but still they set him free.
因为什么呢？因为他的证词，这个律师提供的证据啊，就是非常非常的好，非常非常的 convincing。
Why? Because the testimonies, yes, that are provided by the lawyers are very convincing.
那所以今天呢，如果我们是凭着良心和心来读圣经的时候，我们就信了。如果只凭着我们的脑子来读圣经，就错了。
If you read your Bible, according to your own conscience, you will believe. But if you read it according to your mental logic, then it's harder for you to believe.
当然，就是说，现在好多人都要的什么呢？要的是证据，证据，证据。
So a lot of nowadays we want evidence.
所以圣经呢，就是说神故意让这四本书里面的这个一些矛盾的地方，甚至出入的地方，或者是不一致的地方呢，存留着这个，就是要为末世的人要做见证。你们是用良心来寻求神，还是用你的脑子来审断事情？或者说不能说是脑子，就是用你现在世界上的这些智慧去来评断事情。
So that's why the Lord, God gave the differences in the four gospel books. So for the end times, for us to discern whether it's true or not, whether you read your Bible according to your good conscience or you trying to read the Bible by your own so-called worldly knowledge.
这是神极大的智慧。神在寻找那些用心灵和诚实敬拜他的人。
So it's a wisdom from the Lord. The Lord is looking for those who are seeking him after his own heart. The truth and the spirit.
事实上在早期，就是教会的早期呢，有一些教父看到这个四本福音书里面有一些出入的地方，他们就说开一个会，说开过好多次会，说要做一个合仓福音本，就是把这个四本里面呢，把它写在一起，叫合仓本。
So actually in the early days, the church council has actually had several meetings on talking on these four gospel books because there are differences. They are trying to make up a one book that align with all the stories.
但是呢，另外一些教父呢，一些 father, church fathers 就说我们不能改变，这是神的话，我们谁都不能动。不管他是有出入还是没有出入，谁都不能动。
So on the other hand, some of the fathers in the church, they say this is the word of God. No one should touch or change anything.
所以感谢神，迎着这些教父的坚持呢，没有写这个合仓本。那如果今天真的那个合仓本出来的话呢， everybody will laugh because it's a human hand. It's a lie.
Oh, thank God that the old father, the fathers of the old churches have persisted so that they did not change anything and they did not make up a compiled stories of the four gospel books. Otherwise, nowadays people will laugh at what human hands have done to the holy book.
你要知道，所以今天的四本福音书原原本本的放在这里，根据使徒的见证啊。这带着一个极大的一个见证，在向人的良心在讲话。
So these four gospel books are written by the disciples. They are bringing their own testimonies to proclaim to the world.
今天这个五饼二鱼的神迹和耶稣在水上行走的神迹，也在向人的良心在讲话。
So the miracles done by Jesus for the five bread and two fish and also walking on water is speaking to our conscience today.
所以听见信的人就有福了。
So those who believe when they hear, they are blessed.
那上次呢 Pastor Carl, 就是我要回到这个正题。上次 Pastor Carl 讲到呢，就是说在这个风浪里面呢，我们的眼睛要盯着耶稣。
So let's go back to the topic that, when Pastor Carl talked about, we should fix our eyes on Jesus during the storms.
弟兄姐妹，就是当耶稣在水面上行走的时候呢，彼得想出来在水面上行走。这件事情呢，就是对于彼得来讲呢，它是一个新的一个尝试，就是他非常愿意尝试这样一个新的一个冒险。
So when Jesus was walking on the water, Peter also wanted to walk on the water because Peter is willing to accept new challenge or new experience in his life, more adventures.
那另外的人呢，还在床上，但是呢，不管是在床上，在自己吸光的地方呢，还是出来要做一个新的尝试呢，风浪都很大。
So, and, some other disciples were on their boat. No matter you are staying in your boat or walking on the water trying new things, the storm is still there.
那事实上呢，在圣经里面有一些比喻啊，有一些东西呢，它在告诉我们一些事情。那在这个圣经里面呢，海啊，这些风浪啊，海上的风浪代表这个邪恶的世界。
So there's a lot of parables in the Bible. For example, ocean, the sea, the waves usually means our evil world.
那这个故事当然是真实的，但是呢，同时让我们联想到，在这个邪恶的世界上面呢，我们不光是要开始冒险，跟着耶稣冒险。还是在原来自己熟悉的环境里，就是像渔夫坐在床上的风浪都是很大。
So, this is a true story, but it's also a parable for us, whether you are, trying new things, walking on the waters, or you are still staying in your comfort zone, being a fisherman on a boat, the storm is very, it's very big and it's out there.
那彼得呢，愿意尝试这个新的事情，在水面上行走。那他开始惊慌起来。当他看到水面上的风浪，就惊慌起来。
So Peter wanted to try the new things, but when he walked underwater and see the storm, he got scared.
那事实上呢，另外一些人呢，他们在这个床里面呢，圣经也讲他们门徒啊，迎风不顺，摇橹甚苦。就是风浪也是很大，他们非常的苦，也很非常的害怕。
And also those who are in the middle of the boat, in the, it says in the verse 48, they say the disciples straining at all because the wind was against them. So they are actually like working in pain, basically. That's what it says.
所以呢，今天就是我们被耶稣呼召以后呢，有的人就要在水面上要行走了，要去走一条创新的道路啊，跟着耶稣就要在水面上来行走，又在这个世界之上啊，不要沉到这个水面里面去，水的里面去，要在这个上面。
So some of us have been called by Jesus to walk underwater, to walk above the storms, to above the world.
那另外一些人呢？你还是在你原来习惯的一些职业呀，一些圈子里面呢，就像这个门徒们坐在床上一样，他们习惯的，但是呢，也要在水面上，你不能要沉到下面去，你要非常清楚，你不能沉到下面去。
So for some other people, you may still stay in your own comfort zone, like your own old jobs, but still you cannot go under the water. You have to be on top of the waters, mastering the storms.
但是呢，这个黑夜四更天啊，黑夜四更天，这风非常的大，浪非常的大。这个黑夜呢，在圣经里面常也代表，就是一个，就是没有神的日子啊，那魔鬼作怪的日子啊。
So it says the fourth watch of the night. So it's in the middle of the night, and it's actually correspond to, when the evils have ruined the world.
那这个耶稣呢，给彼得讲了什么呢？ 给彼得讲的就是上次的经文，今天这个没有，就是彼得在水面上行走，他说你不要怕，不要怕，为什么惧怕呢？
就
他鼓励他说你要信，不要怕。
So Jesus said to Peter, it's not in here, but in the previous, in last week's sermon, he says, "You please do not be afraid."
我们翻开马太福音第十四章，我们看就是说耶稣跟怎么样，彼得怎么样来对话，啊。
So we will turn to Matthew chapter 14, and to see.
二十九到三十二节。
Verse 29 to 32。
有英文的你自己来念。
If you read in English, you read on your own, please.
可能哈斯安娜也来念一下吧，很重要。
Oh, okay.
你来念。
Okay. 好的，好的。
29到31。
So verse 29 to 32。
嗯。
Come, he said. Okay, 你读。我读吗？你读吗？
嗯，你读一下。
英文吗？
嗯，英文。
Come, he said.Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid and beginning to sink, cried out, Lord, save me. Immediately Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. You of little faith, he said, why did you doubt? And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down. Then those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying, truly, you are the Son of God.
好，谢谢，先这里，我用中文再读一下。耶稣说你来吧，彼得就从床上下去，在水面上走，看要到耶稣那里。只因见风声大，就害怕，将要沉下去，便喊人说，主啊，救我。耶稣赶紧伸手拉住他说，你这小信的人啊，为什么疑惑呢？他们上了床，风就住了。这里呢讲到就是说，彼得呢，当他疑惑的时候呢，看着表面上的那些风浪的时候呢，他就开始下沉了，他的眼睛从耶稣的身上移开了。
So here it says, when Peter doubted and when he was afraid, he saw the wind. He started to sink down. So, yeah, because he doubted.
但是呢，耶稣呢，立刻就拉住了他的手，说：“你这小信的人呢、啊，为什么疑惑呢？”
But immediately Jesus caught him and say, "Okay, you of little faith, why did you doubt?"
那第一个呢，耶稣拉住了他的手，不让他沉下去。
So first of all, Jesus caught him so that he won't sink.
那第二个呢，他就说：“你这小信的人呢，为什么疑惑呢？”
And secondly, he said, "You are little faith, why did you doubt?"
今天神对我们也是这样，好多时候我们跟着耶稣开始有一个闯新的道路的时候呢，突然就看到周围的风浪呢，就开始往下沉了。但是呢，耶稣不会放下我们不管，他会伸手拉住我们。
So same as to us today. So sometimes the Lord will lead us into new adventures. And when we see the winds and the storms, we start to doubt and we will sink. But the Lord, but Lord Jesus will not let us sink. He will catch us. And
第二个呢，他也会告诉我们这个原因呢是什么呢？是疑惑，信心小，疑惑。
So second of all, he will also tell us the reason why we are thinking is because we're having doubts in our mind.
事实上，就是要我们有更大的信心。
So we need to have a greater faith.
那坐在床里面的那些门徒呢？他们不敢像彼得这样在水上行走，他们坐在，他们有自己的一个习惯的，或者叫做 comfortable zone， 自己的安乐的地方啊，自己能够 manage 的地方，就是在他们的床里面。但是呢，他们也会遇到风浪。
But those disciples who stay on the boat, they are in the comfort zone. They are doing what they are used to environment, but still, they have to face the storm as well.
弟兄姐妹，我们中间好多人呢，可能跟着耶稣来冒险呢，有点怕。但是你即使坐在你自己原来的安乐窝里面呢，这个世界也会有风浪。
So, brother and sister, maybe you are more comfortable of doing your own thing, like in your own comfort zone, but still, the storm is going to come.
那谁来解决这个问题呢？
So who will help us to solve the problems? Only Jesus.
那些门徒啊，他们在这个在这个加利利海上面呢，多年的经验，但是有些大风大浪来的时候呢，他们也是非常非常的害怕。很多人，这些渔夫呢，最后还是丧生在海面上。
So even though the fishermen of Galilee have been fishing on the sea for years and years with years of experience, but still they are afraid of big storms. So a lot of people, fishermen have lost their lives in the sea.
你如果看过一些电影，看过一些故事的话呢，好多在海边的居民呢，他们会求这个神，求那个神，就是求神来保佑他们的男人们出海的时候呢，能够安全的回来。
So if you read the stories about fishermen, you will see they have this kind of gods, and that kind of gods they worship so that the gods will protect their husbands to come home safely.
你最后发现呢，他们的故事里面就是说，几乎每一个人，不管是老还是少，最后都是死在海里面告终。
And if you read the story, you will see that many of them, the old, the young,most of them are killed by the storms in the sea.
你就发现呢，他们的命运在海上打鱼，要么是年轻的时候死在海里面，要么是年老的时候死在海里。
So either they die young or they die old. They most likely to end their lives in the sea.
今天我们在这个世界上，在这床上打鱼的时候呢，我们可不能死在这海面上。
So now when we fish, be a fisherman of the world, we should not be dying on the sea.
我们这个圣经呢告诉我们，就是我们当依靠耶稣的时候呢，这里三本福音书都记载，立刻风浪就平息了，立刻船就到了该去的地方。
So if you read the three gospel books, which recorded the miracle of him walking on water,all of them said that immediately the wind died down and they reached where they should be.
那事实上这里面还有另外一段故事呢，也是跟平静风浪有关系的，我们要来读一下，在这个马可福音第四章我们要来读一下。
So if you turn to Mark chapter 4, there is also another story about Jesus calming the storm.
这是另外一个场景，另外一个故事。
It's a different story, in a different setting.
那这里讲到呢，35节到41节，我来读一下，等一会安娜再用英文读。当那天晚上，耶稣对门徒说，我们渡到海那边去吧。门徒离开众人，耶稣仍在船上，他们就把他一同带去，也有别的船和他同行。忽然起了风暴。波浪打入船内，甚至船要满了水。耶稣在船尾上枕着枕头睡觉。门徒叫醒了他，说：“夫子，我们丧命了，你不顾吗？”耶稣醒了，斥责风向海说：“住了吧，静了吧。”风就止住，大大的平息了。耶稣对他们说：“为什么胆怯？你们还没有信心吗？”他们就大大惧怕，彼此说：“到底是谁？”连风和海也听从他了。
Mark chapter 4, verse 35.That day when evening came, he said to his disciples, let's go over to the other side. Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along just as he was in a boat. There was also other boats with him. A furious squall came up and the waves broke over the boat, so it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciple came and said to him, teacher, don't you care if we drown? He got up, rebuked the wind and said to the waves, quiet, be still. Then the wind died down and it was completely calm. He said to his disciples, why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith? They were terrified and asked each other, who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him.
感谢主，我不知道你听了这几个故事你有什么感受。有的人可能说我信，但是呢好像很比较遥远，这些故事离我比较遥远。
So what do you feel after you reread the stories? So maybe to some people, they say, okay, I don't know how to understand because it seems so distant from me.
那有的人呢说啊，这个故事就像中国任何一个神话故事里面的一个故事一样，那就是一个神话故事吧。
So to some other people, it may be just stories, just make up stories or legends similar to our old stories in China, the legends.
那有的人读了可能说，哎呀，圣经就是圣经了，这是基督教的圣书，我还能过我日常的生活，我要做我的事情，啊，我的事情还要我自己做。
So to other people, you may say, oh, this is what the Bible says. This is just in the Bible. So I have to do my own thing. I still have my own stuff to do.
啊，读一下圣经可以，不要花太多的时间。啊，你们要祷告也挺好，我还能做我自己的事情。
It's good to read the Bible, but I don't want to spend too much time on it. It's good to pray, but I still have to do my own thing.
弟兄姐妹，愿神开你的眼。看到这位平静风浪的耶稣呢，要真真实实在你的生命里面平静所有的风浪。
So, brother and sister, I pray that the Lord will open your eyes so that this God, God of the wind and the storm can calm the wind and the storm in your life.
我们中间有很多的见证，我等一会做一两个见证，我做见证停不下来，但是呢我只能做一两个见证，我要让别的弟兄姐妹也做一些见证，有蚕蛹一般的见证，见证耶稣基督在我们身上的生机。
So there are many, many testimonies like this. I'm also going to share some of my own, but if I share, I will have so many stories to share, but I will encourage all of us to share your own stories. We know that this testimony will be just like a cloud surrounding us.
在生命中很多的，我们有时候会遇到风浪，真的是风浪，大风大浪。
So in your life, you will encounter storms, big, heavy storms.
我在想，我要讲我哪一个见证？见证太多了。
Just to say which one I should share, because I have a lot of stories like that.
那我要讲一个我在刚信主前后的见证吧，再讲一个最近的见证。
I want to share a testimony that I had, an experience that I had when I first became a Christian, and also a recent one.
有些见证大家听过很多次了，你如果听过很多次的话，就是请你忍耐。有的人还不需要听。
So to some people, maybe you have heard the stories over and over and over again, but please have patience with me, but there are still some people who haven't heard my stories yet.
在我刚信主的前后，那时候我呢因着很严重的失眠症呢，我就休学了，在一个小店里面去打工。
So when I first became a Christian, because my insomnia, I couldn't sleep, so I had to quit school and I worked in a small store.
那时候我拿的是中国的护照，拿的学生签证，那时候的学生签证是不能在外面打工的。
So back then, I was still holding my Chinese passport and had my student visa. Back then, if you have your student visa, you cannot work.
那因为我没有在学校里面去工作呢，上学呢，完了我的supervisor 就是我的导师呢，就找不见我。他也非常担心，我也不跟他联系，因为我心情也不好。后来他就给我写了一封信，找到我的地址，写了问他说：“你赶快给我联系，我们要你究竟在哪里？你在做什么？啊，你要赶快跟我联系。”
So because I wasn't in school, I wasn't doing school, and my supervisor was looking for me, and he was very concerned about me. So he wrote me. He found my address and wrote me a letter, asking me to contact him immediately.
那时候对我来说真的是大风大浪，因为我不能睡眠，我的睡眠就说很多时候平均有一年半的时间，平均就是一天睡一个小时这样。有时候三四天一眼都不合，人又瘦又那个，脑子也不用做。
So it was actually a very stormy days of my life because I couldn't sleep for a year and a half. I wasn't able to sleep. I probably sleep about 1 or 2 hours during those days. Sometimes I won't close my eyes for 3 or 4 days straight. So my brain wasn't working at all, and I was very skinny. And I was not well.
但是呢，我就觉着不知道前途在哪里，根本没有前途。
I don't know where my future is.
原来都可惜呀，已经把我出名了。
I don't know where my future.
我说要回国的话呢，我原来的单位已经把我出名了。
So if I choose to go back to China, where I used to work, has already discharged me.
那如果但是呢，我法国在这个之前呢，法国工作了一年，赚了一些钱呢，钱都吃中药、针灸啊那些都用完了。
And before I came to Canada, I worked in France for a year. So all my savings, I have already spent on acupuncture, medicines, yeah.
因为那时候我拒绝吃西药，我说吃西药的话我就完蛋了，这个脑筋将来用不了了，我要通过锻炼和中药来恢复它。
I wasn't taking medication, I was only using herbal medicines and acupuncture because I thought to myself if I start using prescribed medications, it would damage my nerves and I wouldn't be able to use my brain later on.
但是中药和针灸这些都很贵。啊，非常非常的贵，所以很快存款都用完了。
But acupuncture and herbal medicines are very expensive. Soon after that, I was broke and I used up all my savings.
当时其实我有一个想法，因为交房租其实也是很难了，有一个想法就是说，哎呀，这个蒙特利尔的夏天呢，那个枫叶那么的漂亮啊，秋天片枫叶漂亮，夏天很暖和。我有一个帐篷，我带一个帐篷，我住在那个山里面就挺好，就是差一步就被 homeless， 真的。
So I was unable to pay my rent. It was very hard for me to pay my rent. So I have the thought to myself, okay, since Montreal has a very good and summer and autumn, so I have a tent as well. So I probably can live in a tent on the mountain. So I was one step away.From being homeless.
真的，那后来呢？我的 roommate 他同情我，他就在客厅里面呢，给我拉了一个帘子，一个很厚的帘子呢，就做了一个遮住，我可以在那边放一张单人床睡在那。
So my roommate had mercy on me, so he asked me to live in the living room. So he just got a curtain, a room divider, so that I was able to live in the living room.
他是比较有钱的一个人，他原来是国内的一个歌星，我们关系比较好。那讲到这里呢，很有意思啊，他在出场演出的时候，让我给他剪头发，让我这个名气大噪，说我这个人很会剪头发，其实不会，就是他演出的时候，有一次我给他剪头发。
So, he is a rich man. He was a singer, So once I cut his hairs and he, when he was on the stage, he told everybody that I'm a very good hairdresser because I cut his hair.
Anyway, 他就给我弄一个帘子在那边客厅里面，就是不交房费，或者我不记得，可能交很便宜一点点，就住了很长时间。
So anyway, so he had mercy on me. So I live in the living room with him. And I don't think I pay any rent, but if I did, I pay very little. I don't remember.
当时25、26岁，单身一个，用中国的话，那时候就是金色年华，风华正茂。
So, I was in my maybe 25, 26. So in the what?The top of my youth.
Yes, that's good. 那你后来，当我收到我的导师那封信的时候呢，我就在想， 而且他信里面写呢，他说病你要跟我来谈，我现在还是没有给钱来资助你，但是我们必须要解决这样一个问题，你含在我的名下啊，我必须要解决这样一个问题，你究竟何去何从，我现在也没有钱来付给你来资助你，另外我的课题我要找能干的人把它完成。
So, when I received the letter from my supervisor, in his letter, he said that, no matter where you want to go, we still have to resolve the problem. You are under my name. So I need someone, I cannot pay you to do the research, but I need someone, who is capable of doing research for me. So that was what he's wrote in the letter.
我读到那封信的时候呢，我就跪下来祷告。
So after I read the letter, I kneeled down and prayed.
说主啊，我现在真的是穷途末路，回中国吧，回不去。那回到我原来的专业，我原来是搞这个原子核物理的呢。我录取我那个导师呢，他录取了别人，我后来转成这个其他的专业。那后来呢，我这个新的专业呢也没有奖学金，我这个导师呢也不给我奖学金。所以我说去哪里没有出路。
So I kneel down and I pray and I told the Lord that I have nowhere to go. I cannot go back to China and for my old, study, I used to study in atomic, physics. I wasn't able to go back to my supervisor because he has already hired someone else. And later on I switched to a different field of study, but then my supervisor wasn't able to pay me anything and I cannot apply for any scholarship. So I don't know where to go.
我说神啊，我现在在打黑工，一个小时4块钱，这也不是长久之计，对吧？都是 illegal, 这是不合法的。
So I told the Lord I was working illegally, in a store and I only got paid like $4 an hour. So it won't last any, I mean, it's illegal. So I cannot do that for a long time. So where should I go?
我说神啊，你给我指出一条路来吧。
And then I told the Lord, please show me a way.
当我祷告完的时候呢，很奇怪，我心里面一个极大的平安和一个极大的一个喜乐领导我。
So after I pray, so miraculously, this huge, peace and joy enveloped me.
我就不难过了，我就起来呢，背着我的包，我就说，第一个，我去跟我的这个导师谈一下，他说。我不能工作呢，我就到可能另外一个大学去找另外一个教授，看看有没有可以做的，给他做。
So after that, after I pray, I got up and took my my backpack, and I decided to go to my counselor, sorry, my supervisor, and to talk to him about where should I go, maybe work in a different faculties or something like that.
但是呢，我根本没有任何的任何的确定性，没有任何的希望，没有任何的确定的东西。
But there was nothing was certain about me at that point.
当我去跟我这个 supervisor 谈的时候呢，很奇怪，他一见面他就说：“病，我要资助你。”他说：“我要资助你。”
But interesting, when I saw my supervisor, he said to me was, Bing, I will support you, support me.
Yeah. 他说 我呢找到一笔钱，我要付你的，就是说给你给你让你来做课题。
So,
哎呀，我说上帝啊，你正是确定。祷告的神啊。
So he said that, oh, I got this funding that I will be able to hire you to do one of my research project.
后来呢，我高兴了一秒钟以后呢，我又觉得要给他诚实的讲一些事情。
So I said, oh, Lord, you listen to my prayers. I was happy for about maybe a second, and then I came to realize that I need to tell him the truth.
我就告诉他，我说，我呢，现在身体的状况，我不能在压力下面工作， 说我在压力下工作，我这个变成一个慢性的，以后不能恢复呢，我一辈子就完了。这是第一点。
So I told him that because I have this problem, my health problem, so I cannot work under stress. If I work under stress, my insomnia can become chronic and it might impact my whole life. That's the first thing I told him. And then second,
所以我说我宁可打苦工也不能在压力下面工作，这是第一点。第二点呢，就是如果你付我薪水，我又不能完成你的工作，我现在这个能力啊各方面我觉得蛮不行的，这样对你也不公平。我说我现在是一个基督徒，我要诚实的告诉你。
So, I told him that I cannot work under stress. I'd rather work illegally, like $4 an hour, than working under stress. And second of all, I told him that, because of my health, concerns, I may not be able to finish what he appointed me to do. So I may not be able to do, to complete because my brain wasn't really working back then. So I, since I'm a Christian, I need to tell him the truth.
所以我不想骗他，但是我拿了他的钱做不好工作，这不好。
So I don't wanna lie to him because I don't wanna get the money from him and not be able to do anything for him.
但是你知道他怎么讲吗？他说：“哎，没关系的，你来以后呢，一星期工作三天也可以，一天工作半天都没问题。”
But you know what he said? He said, "Bing, that's okay. If you come 3 days a week or maybe one day a week or working for 1 hour a week, that's okay."
他说我想呢，你这个失眠的问题啊，跟你经济上的这个没有着落有关系。他特别同情，他说你就来吧。
He said that maybe my insomnia was closely correlated to my financial crisis in my life, so he had mercy on me.
那我后来就说好，我回去整理一下我的东西，我就回来就上班了。那真的是什么？
So I went home and then I cleaned up my stuff and came back to work.For him, so it's something from God.
后来就跟着他把我的博士论文啊那些都做完了，啊博士学位也拿到了，在那个医学物理行业。
So with him, with his help, I was able to complete my PhD in medical physics.
那同时呢也是有收入的。
And at the same time, I was making a living.When I worked,
长话短说，这意思就是说，神耶稣摒弃我的生命里面的风浪。
So that's how the Lord was, quiet down the wind and the storm in my life.
那以后还有很多的风浪，就像今天的海上一个风浪完了，还有另外一个风浪。
Yeah, are many, many more storms ahead of us, just like on the ocean today, waves after waves.
但是呢，我今天不能再讲了，再讲就太多了。我要让弟兄姐妹再讲一下。
So I'm gonna stop here and let our brother and sister to share.
哦，我刚才说了，我还在讲一个最近的。
OK, right.
弟兄们再讲。
Okay, so sorry, I still need to share one of the recent one before you guys share.
那其实呢，在我过去两年的管理一些产业的时候呢，其实有好多的 trouble， 好多的 trouble， 很多的不眠之夜，对我的身体也有蛮大的影响。
So in the past 2 years, because I was handling my properties, managing my properties, I have a lot of problems, and I it's actually quite harming even to my health.
完了，我的房客死掉，完了水断掉，没水吃。完了以后呢，我后来把一个罪犯，让他住在我的，那个地上，各种各样的事情。
So including that one of my tenants have died, and also, the water supply in my land was being cut off, and also I also let one of the criminals living.My land. So a lot of things like that happened in in my property.
其实我觉得我的这样的身体受到蛮大的一些影响。
And indeed, I actually felt that it impacted me greatly at my health.
所以这两天呢，就师母说你去做一下身体检查吧。
So, this day, Susan asked me to have a body checkup.
前天还是昨天，我忘记了，大夫给我打电话，他把检查的结果告诉我。
So, a couple of days ago, the doctor gave me the results, the test results.
You know what's the result?
You were perfectly healthy.
Yes. He said, I'm perfectly, perfectly healthy. Everything is healthy.
那个医生说他就是完全的健康。
I just said, oh Lord, thank you. You know, you are in the storm. You are in control.
那我就感谢神，我说神啊，你就是在掌控这个风浪的那位。
弟兄姐妹，我相信今天我们在座的每一个弟兄姐妹，每一个朋友呢，你的生命里面都有一些风浪。
So I know, like brothers and sisters, those who are with us, I know in your life there are storms.
有的人毕业了要找工作，有的人要移民，有的人工作上不顺利。有的人当老板呢，当的也不容易。
So some people, they graduated, they need to find a job, or they need to immigrate, become a citizen in Canada. And so for some people, you may have proper problems in a workplace, or to some bosses, you may have problem managing your company. So everybody has their own problems.
有的人在家庭里面也有风浪，有时候无风也起浪。
So for some, you may have problems in your family, even though there's no wind, and you know your family member just trying to stir up some kind of problems in your life.
我中国话说无风不起浪啊，有时候我们真的无风也起浪，反正各种浪起来总是不舒服。
So there's a Chinese saying that if there's no wind, then there would be no wave. But yet in our lives, even though there's no wind, the wave still comes, you know, by human hands, right?
所以弟兄姐妹就说，真的我们会经历风浪，这是少不了的。弟兄姐妹，这是少不了的。
So brother and sister, this is inevitable that we will have storms in our lives.
但是今天的这个信息呢，就是一个信息。你要把耶稣接到你的床上来，你要让耶稣来拉你的手。
So there's just only one message today, that is to invite Jesus to come into your boat, to have him in your boat to calm your storms.
在水面上行走的时候，你不要想你能走得多好，走不好，走不好。
So when you walk on water,Please do not think how well you are going to walk on the water. You will never be able to walk well.
那有的人说我没有那个信心在水上行走，我就是在自己的床里面，我就过我的日子。弟兄姐妹，那你要过你的日子，人家不让你过你的日子怎么办？
So some people may say, okay, I'm going just to stay on my boat, not walking on the water in my comfort zone, But brothers and sisters, even though you are in your own boat, but there are things that are going to happen that you won't be able to feel comfortable in your own boat.
那你说，哎呀，我就是兢兢业业的赚个工资，存我的款。那美国人，美国的政府天天印钞票，对不对？拿你的款能不贬值吗？对不对？就是你的床，他别人非要让你的床要翻，对不对？
So you may say, okay, I'm just going to work and earn my livings and have savings. But you know that the government is publishing a lot of money nowadays. Do you know that your money is going to deflate a lot by then? Then if you want a security, but someone else is not going to give you that kind of security in your life.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们不光在水面上行走，还是在床里面做我们自己认为应该日常的生活，我们都需要耶稣，都需要耶稣。
So no matter you are walking on the water or stay in a boat, we all need Jesus.
所以我们要做一个聪明人，就是把这位创造天地的主，为我们舍命的主呢，真正的接到我们的生活里面。
So we need to become wise men to invite Jesus Christ into our boat.
不管你的信心大还是信心小，像彼得一样，虽然他愿意行走，他的信心小，但是耶稣还会拉住他。
No matter if you have little faith or greater faith, just like Peter when he doubted, when he started to sing, Jesus, get hold of him and caught him.
因为他认得耶稣，他跟耶稣在一起，他称耶稣为主。
Because he knew Jesus, he was with Jesus, he called Jesus his father.
我们今天也是这样，要认识耶稣，另外呢，要跟耶稣在一起，另外呢，我们要称耶稣为主。有事情发生的时候，主啊。
So same as today, we need to know him, we need to invite him in our life, we need to call him the Lord. So if things are going to happen, we can call his name and say, Lord, help us.
好，我讲到就讲到这里，我们做个祷告，让大家来奉献。
So I'm going to end here and we'll pray. Hallelujah.
主啊，是的，主，我们感谢你，主啊，你是那个平静风浪的主。
Lord, we thank you. You are the God who can calm the storms in us.
也是日日来关心我们的主，啊，担负我们忧患的主。
You care our daily needs and you bear our burdens.
主要让今天这个经文深深地扎根在每一个弟兄姐妹的里面。
May this message planted deeply in each one of us.
直到我们的主能够来平息风浪。
Knowing that our Lord is going to calm the storms in us.
上来，我们谢谢你，谢谢你，主啊，是的，主，你在弟兄姐妹生命里面的见证，让大家能够述说出来，来荣耀你。
Lord, we thank you, and may those testimonies among our brothers and sisters can come out and proclaim the gracious names of yours.
奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
Amen.